Okay, we're going to adjourn the regular LSC agenda, and we're going to reconvene as a delegate assembly.
Madam Chair, the point of order, the parliamentary procedure that would require...
Parliamentary procedure that would require a closed session is identified here under, in Robert's rules, under fair disciplinary process. This is one that was followed when I was chair and we sought to remove somebody. The information was presented in a private session. If there are charges brought, the person then has an opportunity to defend himself or herself. And if the person is removed, the only report out is that the person was removed. The information that is created is investigated by a committee in order to protect the rights of the person. I think that to proceed at this point would be a violation of our own bylaws in terms of following fair procedure, and it's one that we have followed in the past. I chaired and worked very diligently to make sure that that was followed in the example of a prior member, and I think we should do the same thing regardless of how the situation turns out. We should follow procedures, discuss the situation in closed session as Roberts requires, so that we don't subject ourselves to further liability or possible litigation.
Just to note, right off the bat, the agenda says item 2, removal of delegate. That, to me, is a presumption that I find absolutely offensive, first and foremost. We're not here to remove somebody. Are we going to look into a problem? Maybe. Removal of somebody? I don't know about that. Secondly, there have been so many public attacks against one of our members. Nobody cared a hoot about that, but now that there's going to be a chance to defend that member, we need to keep it in private, keep the sunlight off of it. That double standard is ludicrous. If that member says, please, let's keep this in private, I want to keep this under wraps, this is my business, they have the ability to request that. Outside of that, this should be in public. Our business happens in the light of day so that these members of the listening community can see and hear how this board really works.
Thank you.
Mr. Lafferty?
Either somebody makes a motion which we can vote on, or we are now on formal order, only business.
Yes, we're calling to order. Okay, so we are calling to order at 4:05, delegates meeting is beginning. If somebody can call in the other delegates, please.
Just call
the roll. Chuck Anderson, present today. Anthony Ashram has been used in previous meetings, and this one. Rodrigo Argueta.
That's it.
No, it was good. No, I'm sorry. Anthony Ashram. Rodrigo Argueta. Fred Blair.
Fred Blair.
Lydia Person.
Lydia
Person.
Are you present?
Yes. Here.
Steve Brooks.
Here.
Chris Condon. John Crumshaw.
Present.
Ayanna Gladney.
Right here.
Tej Graywell.
Present.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Nancy Kazar requested an excused absence. Fred Klunder.
Here.
Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Shapasha Lachimbe requested an excused absence. Brenda Medina.
Present.
Dutch Merritt.
Here.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker. Steve Pride.
Okay.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Ron Priestersbach.
Present.
John Wenger.
Here.
Lamont Yakey.
Thank you.
18 present, Madam Chair.
Can I ask this question?
Is it a point of order?
Point of information. Is Chris Condon granted an excused absence from his meeting?
No.
Then he requested.
No.
Because he has a blanket on for the previous meeting, right?
No.
No, that's not correct.
He was excused from the previous meeting by specific request because he had an accident and hurt his leg. He asked for that
for that meeting. His previous blanket request was for the period of 3 months prior to that. All those were excused, and last month was excused by specific additional request. She made no request this month.
Thank you. So excused absence request is we're on 1B. Is there any objection?
For Nancy
Cazar and to possibly 10 days. Any objection? Okay. There's no objection. Timekeeper? Okay. Thank you. Delegate meeting. Okay. 90 seconds for members to speak with the time. Meeting agenda approval. We're on.
I have a question.
Yes. Steve.
The member's response, how can we possibly have that on the agenda if a member is present?
Does Joe speak to that?
Madam Chair, I'll be happy to
address
that.
Mr. Laffey.
He was provided with notice. He's chosen not to be here or to ask for an excused absence. So I don't, otherwise, by definition, if all he had to do was not show up and we could never take up this issue, that would be ridiculous.
Point of order. In order to have a trial or procedure of this kind, the member has to be present and have a right to speak for himself and to have witnesses.
Will we get to that agenda item? We
can call the sheriff.
This time I'm arrested for bank robbery. I'm going to keep that in mind and just not show up.
Mr. Lafferty is out of order here.
I apologize, but it was fun.
Thank you, please. We are at Mr. Burke, agenda approval.
My question is this. I'd like to be informed about what notice was given to him and how and so forth, because I have not seen the notice myself, so I'd like someone to describe what notice was given to him and when and how, because he wasn't here at the last meeting when it was announced. So how was the notice given and when?
As a vice chair, I got the document that Mr. Lafferty presented along with signatures. It was sent out to both Mr. Condon and the rest of the LSB. The email was addressed to Mr. Condon personally, letting him know that this issue would have been taken up at this meeting, and that was the notice in which he was given, and it was a 30-day notice.
Thank you. Dr. Wenger, and then we're almost at time.
I recall that Kim asked for the names of the signatories because the signatures could not be read, and that was not answered. Mm-hmm. So for the record, do we have the names of the people who signed that petition?
I'll sign it.
We have signatures still legible, John.
Well, some are.
Can we do that during the reading of the motion that we're on approving the agenda right now? And is there any other... We have to approve the agenda. We're at time.
Point of order.
You don't have a time on agenda approval. I'm sorry, you have an agenda approval.
Okay. No, Terry, give it.
Thank you.
Any more? Point of order. Was there a confidential investigation conducted in which the committee selected by the board conducted an investigation, attempted to contact the person, moved forward with the charges, and then, if necessary, brought it to the body? Did that occur? That's right, out of Robert's rules. Did it occur?
We did check the
bylaws. Not required by the bylaws. Not required.
I'm just asking whether that was the case. Was there a committee that was established?
No.
It is not. People are making fun of this and thinking it's not funny. It has nothing to do with what the result would be. But it has to do with protecting somebody's rights when they are accused and doing something properly. If we remove somebody from office, it's a serious event, and we should protect that person's rights. We should, above anyone, respect that.
We have our legal
We're not doing it by not having the agenda. I'm asking whether a committee had been established as required by Robert's rules. It is not funny, Lydia. It is not something laughable.
There's an email on the
phone. I'm asking whether there was...
¿no? De la persona que ha sido, que ha hecho aseveraciones racistas, ¿no? E incluso llamados a la violencia. So now we are discussing basically the removal of a person who has made statements, you know, severely very racist, you know, racist, totally absolutely racist, like they, you know, go back to your country, what are you doing in my country, what is your legal status? Person who has done, you know, caused upon violence using a 38 caliber gas. Do we need to have more investigation than that? That clearly, you know, he's been saying that out and loud, you know.
Point of order.
His goal.
Where are we in the agenda right now? What's happening?
No.
Okay. Point of order.
Where are we?
We are at agenda approval.
Well, then this is inappropriate. This is out of order.
Second.
Is there any objection to calling the approval of the agenda? There is an objection. Okay. If you are in favor of approving this agenda, If you are in favor of calling the question, please raise your hand.
Let's go forward. The vote is passed 12 yes. How many no's? I'm calling the question. Abstention?
What are we voting on?
Okay.
Wake up.
How many abstentions are there?
You gotta pay.
Calling the question. 1, 2, 3. This is abstentions to calling the question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 abstentions. Okay, so now we'll call the question, approving the agenda. If you'd like to approve the agenda, as is, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, no. Any abstentions? Okay, so we move on to item number 2, Part A, reading of a motion, review of the facts by petitioners on the removal of delegates. So, Mr. Lafferty, could you present that? Could you please read the motion?
Whereas the Pacifica Radio Network is a network devoted, among other principles, to the elimination of racism and of the elimination of violence from our society, and whereas racist attacks and disparaging remarks by any LSB member towards another LSB member or calls for the use of violence by any LSB member against another LSB member violates the above stated principles of Pacifica Radio, and whereas on March 15, 2014, a KPFK LSB member, Mayor Chris Condon, sent a racist and racially disparaging email to fellow KPFK LSB member Rodrigo Argueta. That email including the words, quote, how about trying to articulate your justifications for this in English? Go home. Why are you in my country? What is your visa status? Close quote. And whereas on March 15, 2014, KPFK LSB member Mayor Chris Condon sent an email to then Pacifica's interim executive director, Summer Reed, advising her to...
Can we have some quiet?
Yes.
Advising her to deal with her opponent. This is from Chris Scott advising Summer Reed to deal with her opponents, which includes, among the many things in the site, some members of the KPFK board as follows. If necessary, quote, shoot them, not to kill, but a 38 hollow point in the kneecap, obliging them to spend the rest of their life in a wheelchair, should have a salutary effect on the rest of them, close quote. And whereas said emails expressing said racism towards a fellow KPFK LSB member and suggesting the use of violence against fellow KPFK LSB members and others within the Pacifica community are in clear violation of the founding and current principles of Pacifica, now therefore the undersigned members of the KPFK LSB move pursuant to the Pacifica bylaws, Article 4, Delegates, Section 9, Removal of Delegates, and Subsection B, that a delegate may be removed, quote, upon the fair and reasonable determination by a two-thirds vote of all the directors of the foundation or a two-thirds vote of all of the delegates for the same radio station as the delegate in question at a meeting on said issue, after reviewing the facts that in its sole discretion, that delegate has exhibited conduct that is adverse to the best interest of the foundation or the radio station, close quote, that therefore current KPFK LSB member Mayor Chris Condon be removed from the KPFK LSB.
Can I get a microphone?
Oh, sorry.
Thanks. I need to apologize because when I read this sort of vague agenda, just as removal of delegate, and there's been so many accusations, I was trying to defend some of the horrible accusations I've heard about Rodrigo, so I naturally assumed that was about him. I did not know that this was about Chris Condon. I honestly did not. So I have to apologize to Rodrigo. I'm sorry for saying that the words removal delegate were out of line, because Chris Condon, by calling for violence, goes directly against everything the station stands for, the bylaws, and the specific rules of this body. That cannot be allowed to stand.
Can you please raise your hand? I'm sorry.
Would anybody like to speak on behalf of a member who's not present?
All the racists.
Are you going to speak on behalf of a member or for herself?
We can't speak on behalf of a member who is
present. I'd like to speak on behalf of
Dr. Weaver?
Yeah, and I have 2 points. The first
please
one.
Please use that.
The microphone.
Kim, pass the microphone.
Let me just preface this by saying that I'm quite disturbed by his comments. The fact is, he's really angry with Rodrigo, and he lost his temper, and my guess that he was drinking or something, and he said some things which are intemperate. Hey, Jim, please don't laugh.
I'm not laughing. I'm just holding my head.
I heard the laughter. My point is, let's be disrespectful to each other here. The indictment as read is unfair insofar as it misquotes what it said. Let's look at what he said. I have an email here. Point six. Says, this is basically to, this is advice to summary. Bunch of stuff. Don't surrender your office, blah, blah, blah. Moving on to point six. Immediately hire an armed security guard. Okay, that's not too offensive. If anyone in this faction shows aggression or violence towards you requiring self-defense, shoot them. Well, the police will say the same thing. If someone breaks into your house, shoot them. You know, it's just self-defense. If somebody breaks into your house,
shoot them.
Shows aggression or violence. If anyone in this faction, and I would say anyone in the world, shows aggression or violence towards you requiring self-defense, then use self-defense. And he said, shoot him. Not to kill, but a hollow point in the kneecap, blah, 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 etc. It's hypothetical. If anybody attacks you, use self-defense. I mean, my dad taught me that. You know, if somebody hits you, hit him back. Hit him back twice as hard. And teach him a lesson. That's just common. That's the American way. Someone attacks you, defend yourself. It's hypothetical. If anybody attacks you, defend yourself. That's what the whole thing is about. Now, there's other things in there, but he secondly has, since then, he's apologized for this. And I want to read his apology. And again, in that apology, he makes the clear point. I tested Red Rodrigo. He's from a bunch of immigrants.
Would anybody else, I know it's not one person for 5 minutes. If there are other members that would like to speak on behalf of Chris Condon, we still have 3 more minutes on member response. 90 seconds for the member.
We're going to have the apology here.
So, okay, Ms. Kaufman?
First of all, I'm not speaking on behalf of Chris Condon. I cannot speak on behalf of Chris
Condon.
I am speaking on behalf of myself.
We have a space for that. That's for
discussion. I am not delegating. What could possibly speak on behalf of Chris Condon? He's not here.
Go ahead.
I'm speaking on this. We are
We
have discussion. You are out of order.
I am not out of order.
Okay, you are on the stack for the item number 2C.
No, so I am on the stack to speak right now. You can't ask somebody to speak on behalf of.
Whatever.
No, not whatever. No, these are words. There is definition.
Let her speak. I'm saying, let her speak. Let's just move along.
I am speaking on behalf of myself, which I don't condone what he said. This is not in support of what he said. And yes, he did apologize.
Yes, Linda.
I am speaking on behalf of proper process, for one thing, and I don't know what principles Mr. Lafferty spoke of. I don't recognize them as being part of the Pacifica mission statement, but it does say that we are to, we shall contribute to a lasting understanding. You're all snickering. This is what we're supposed to be doing here, learning how to resolve conflict. Not just among nations, but among ourselves. And this is a primary example of the ridiculousness of this kangaroo court. I mean, Mr. Mayor said, oh, well, if it was Rodrigo, then I'd say this. But now that I know it's Chris Condon, well, I want it to go this way. I mean, that's just absurd. There are rules, and we'll stick with the rules. You cannot do this without Chris Condon being able to be here and speak for himself. I understand that you want to play some political game for political game, but this is not... this process is just
thank you,
kangaroo court.
Thank you, your time. Any, are we at time for item number 2B? Okay.
I was mentioned.
You were, okay. Would you like to defend yourself?
All
you were mentioned in your comments.
It seems very reasonable. I should be able to defend myself. The accusations against Rodrigo over there are, they don't even compare. They're not on the same planet as calling for violence and shooting somebody. And frankly, if Bill Smith, board member, told Sally Thompson, hey, you should shoot those guys and maim them and kill them, and people are frightened and scared for 10 minutes, and later they apologize, it doesn't make it okay.
So, thank you. Okay, we're going to go to item number 2C, the board discussion. There is a staff. Chuck Anderson.
I would like to
relate. So what we have for the stack is the following. Chuck Anderson, Lydia, Ron, Lauren, John Winger, Steve Brooks, Ariana, myself, Dutch.
And Jim.
Okay,
and
give me 1 second, and then I'll go this way. Yeah, and it's going to be 90 seconds as we established earlier. Oh, yeah, it's a 20-minute clock.
Well, on order, we have a time certain for the closed session at 4:28.
Move to adjourn.
Move to extend.
I got it first. Move to adjourn.
I got a second. Motion to adjourn. She didn't get a second.
So all he has to do is never show up, and he can do anything he wants.
Exactly.
I've got to remember that next time on the list.
Commonly, that's how it works.
That's what we have to do. That's where I get the new problem and fit it away.
Start defending the client.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, come on.
Make a vote.
They ought to be embarrassed.
I agree, Tim.
The reason
that
they
ought to be embarrassed
to their
son.
I agree.
Is there a second?
I'm embarrassed for them.
Yeah. Is it a second?
Who
are you? Okay. We'll go to a vote. If you would like to adjourn, please raise your hand.
Well, point of order, we have a concern. I mean, this is a formality.
But if there's a concern, we can vote it down.
But if there's a concern, we want to make a motion. It's a concern. You wrote it there. Because it's like,
I didn't write anything down. You made a motion. Now you want to back away from it? You don't know what the hell.
It is a time certain. This is a formality to remind people that we can adjourn.
Call the question. What's more important?
I'm going to call him Woody Jerk.
Point of clarification, please.
Ramiro?
Yeah. So if we have a time certain, then that means already a motion was made. We're gonna adjourn, then we have to vote on motion because it's time certain.
Yeah. Okay.
So if so, then let's move and vote and do the rest. And then we have to vote. That's the procedure.
So Lydia?
Yes, and I would just like it.
Mike?
Mike, Lydia?
I don't have a mic.
Oh, here.
Roll call vote, please.
What?
Oh, what?
It's a time certain, so you have to vote on.
And we have to vote on everything.
Are you going to hear from the listeners?
Yes, we have to listen.
At all?
Can we hear it out loud?
I got it.
I know, but I want to give him.
He's got his own.
Yes.
This is his. Oh, you borrowed his Robert's rule.
Wait,
oh,
your Robert's rule. Can we
hear it
out loud?
Yeah.
So
because he's 93rd by reference. You wrote on the item leader on the roller.
The motion is on the floor.
That's the point of business. That's
the motion. The motion was read. That was Jim Lacker.
She made a motion to extend.
But she did it after she...
Okay.
Yeah, so...
So the motion was read. That was the opening of item number two. So there is a motion on the floor. Because we have a time certain, we have to take a vote directly to the vote on the motion on the floor.
Okay.
There's already a motion on the floor to adjourn.
Wait a minute.
I apologize. Let me retract that. There was already a motion on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. The discussion is speaking to that.
So,
let me ask this question. So we have to go to a vote.
Let me ask this question.
Because there's a time certain. The agenda has been approved.
As Kim pointed out.
So it was pointed out that the agenda was approved. We have to adjourn at 4:28. So we have to go directly to the vote on the motion. The discussion has been passed.
I need to ask a question. So, what we're saying, I want this to be on the record.
We're going to vote on whether we're going to remove a member without even having debated it. That's what you're saying.
Okay. The time was up. I can go by what happens at the PNB when the time is up because we haven't been aware of it. Somebody calls to extend time. Even though they don't do it before, because they may not know until somebody says the time is up. And so, therefore, it's up to the body. I'm not saying it's absolute good. It's not the other way around. But if the body wants to allow more time, that's all that the chair can do.
Wow.
Well, I mean, we do this regularly at the PNB. We have for years. If the time is up, somebody makes a motion to extend, and we take that motion.
Let's hold on to that. It's a two-thirds vote.
Okay, so there's a motion to extend. Ten minutes. Okay. And we have to listen to the public.
And I second
that. Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes?
No, we don't. Not on procedural matters. We don't. The public is on a substantial matter. It's like a
public comment in the agenda.
So 10 minutes?
They allow for public comment. They wouldn't allow for any more.
The floor discussion is before public comment.
We have 40 minutes left on the side.
Can we?
You just ask, there's no objection. May request again.
Is there any objection to extending 10 minutes?
No. I don't think it's adequate.
Is that an objection?
I stand to make it 20.
20? Oh,
okay. Thank you.
Are there any objections to extending for 20 minutes? Okay. So,
We have discussion, and then we go to the public.
Okay, before we vote.
We have
that public comment. Okay, we've got 20 minutes. Okay, for discussion.
We had a status 9 comment.
Okay.
Well, yeah, go calm.
Go to the side. I mean, that's it. Whatever we do.
Anderson?
Yeah, I have an event to relay questions about 5 LSB meetings ago in the men's room. I was at the urinal stall, and Chris Condon came in. When he left, he turned the light out. So I called him the name. I opened the door and called him the name, playing childish games. He came back in and got into the little stall with me, put his lips to my ear, and said, I could smash your brain and your nose into your brain. And I continued to tell him what to do with himself, and he left. So he wanted violence. He wanted to provoke me into violence, and I didn't respond. But he is an SOB.
Can we keep the name calling? Next is Lydia. You can take
me
on the back here.
Yes, and I simply wanted to point out that this is not what are you doing?
Bella, please.
This is not a partisan slate issue, because actually, as the slates break down, we benefit by the long-term absence of Chris Condon. Whereas the next alternate ran on your slate, and you would benefit. But we would have a complete board. Had Chris Condon been here, we would not have been able to close debate at the last motion, because it requires 2/3, and we happen to have 2/3 of those present. And you have been in deficit because of Chris Condon's prolonged absence. I just wanted to point that one out. And then just in closing, that I want a voice vote, please. A roll call vote as a matter of record and to be registered in the minute.
I want to say that I was following this combat battle that was going on between Chris Condon and anyone who was opposing him. And I was sitting there at my computer. I have a folder about that thick of his attacks on people. And I also heard him in the comments he made here, which were also very, very, very angry and put down.
Thank you. Well,
I've been characterized as something by Mr. Condon, which I'm not going to say because I don't want to even dignify some of the emails and some of the hatred that he has through. And to defend somebody on this level is like defending a Klansman.
Yeah.
And to actually justify that the alcohol did it, or that something else did it, or because I woke up on the wrong side of the bed did it, it's preposterous. Just listen to this. If this was me making those comments, look at me. Look at me. Would you have tolerated that? I don't think so. And I don't think if it was Rodrigo making those comments, you would have tolerated it. Period. So, again, I'm glad that Lydia requested a roll call vote, because you really need to show who you are, and you really need to become reasonable.
Yeah.
I think this is actually an intervention that we're doing for Mr. Condon.
John Winger.
Dr.
Winger?
Earlier I was cut off because I wanted to speak at the beginning of the agenda that we not go here, but since we are here, I have to speak out here. I really am annoyed with Chris Condon. I just hate the things he said, but he does, well, basically, he does vote on our side, and sometimes politics makes strange bedfellows, and that's the excuse there. But now, a few things about the things here. The test in the bylaws is that it hurts the station or it hurts the foundation. The fact of the matter is that we have no listeners, and we have no revenue, and no one is listening. And so his comments really
are not hurting the station or the foundation. What he is doing is he's pissing off a few listeners, the people that are here, and he's angering them. Now, with regard to a few other things, the really hurting things is stuff like violence. Now, I personally witnessed Rodrigo attempt to assault Ken Aaron in an LSP meeting. And you, Lawrence, have been banned from the station for being captured on the video camera at KPFK for threatening people with a knife. Now, this is a matter of fact, even George is banned for this reason. And the fact of the matter is...
The executive session, John, you know that.
Mr. Reyes, I will let you speak to defend yourself, but please wait for your call on. I am not going to allow loose order.
Okay,
you are at time, Dr. Wenger.
I was interrupted here.
That was at the end of your time.
I just wanted to make a couple comments.
I need the time back that it was taken away from me.
I need to finish the remarks.
10 seconds. You are at the end of your time.
The point is this. Is that there's a double standard in this board. People are mad because they don't like Chris. He's insulting. He's a jerk. But the fact, and you should censure him. But the fact of the matter is, we allow people to threaten violence with knives in the parking lot and by looking at people in the eyes. And that's a double standard, and that's not be tolerated.
I'm going to allow Lawrence. I'm going to call on you, Lawrence. 30 seconds, please, because you were calling me.
Well,
and Rodrigo.
Again, I understand. You know, if I was a white man trying to defend a racist white man, I would resort to any kind of low denominator that I can. Okay, but the fact is that Mr. Lafferty, Mr. Lafferty, who's GM now, and looked at that film. Okay, and matter of fact is, I paid consequences for that. I was banned for 2 years on lies.
I have personally been threatened by Lawrence Reyes at the PNB meeting that was down at one of the hotels in downtown LA.
This is out of order. Okay,
I would propose an alternate motion to censure him. I'm all in favor of that. But this is too extreme for me because I know where he's coming from and he has apologized as well. So I know what kind of personality he has. It's obnoxious and I will not defend what he said in these things, but this is language we're talking about here. So he says absurd things that are extreme, and he does it on purpose to get people's goats or to make a point. And he went too far, and then he apologized. But that's the way he is. So, I mean, there has to be some context to it. I move that we censure him. That's what I would support.
That's a motion to censure?
Second.
There's a substitute motion on the floor now.
Judge,
state in one sentence so I know what you want?
My substitute motion is that we censure Chris Condon for the language that he used and put him on notice that it won't be tolerated in the future.
But if that's who he is, he'll do it again, and you'll defend him again.
Right, absolutely.
I understand. Allow me to say it.
No.
Okay. We're at time.
I'd like to be recognized in the same time.
In order to get everybody Ariana was the next one out of that. Excuse me, Ms. Conway, I have not addressed you. Ms. Gladney has the floor. I have addressed Ms. Gladney.
Are we out of order?
You have been out of order on and off throughout the meeting. I have addressed.
Are we out of time or not?
You guys are talking about it's okay, you know, it's self-defeat, just talking that way, he getting drunk, that makes no sense. There's not an excuse for what he did. If y'all feel like y'all should protect him, I feel like y'all disgraced that he is. Talking about immigrants, who are the real immigrants? Who invaded this land? Who started from the native people? Come on now. I mean, y'all racist and some bull crap. That's really what it is. And y'all keep defending him. Robert Rule doesn't need us in the first place. It's a bullcrap. He erased it. He said it right there. Why are we even playing with it?
Thank you.
I don't even think y'all should be about to talk. Y'all should have a bullcrap now. Thank you. Okay. We are going to public comment. We have 30 seconds because we have so many speakers and we have a little bit of, we only have 5 minutes. We are moving the agenda.
A motion is introduced.
We cannot vote on it until we have public comment. 30 seconds? We have a Bella.
I have spoken.
Okay, Sherna? We'll let Sherna go first. Well, we have to get going because time is up.
Sherna, go ahead.
Just wanted to read a couple things from the rule. A member or officer has the right to allegations against a good name shall not be made except by charges brought on reasonable grounds. The resolution is improper if it implies the truth of specific rumors or contains insinuations unfavorable to an officer or member, even one who is to be accused. So resolutions have been made and comments have been made by members, two members, and about members that really should have been ruled out of order.
I agree.
First, I want to say that racism hurts the station. Racism hurts the foundation. And if the NBA could recognize that racism hurts them, this LSB and this foundation should do the same. It is outrageous for you to let this go. Chris Condon has a history not only of racism, and it's not cute. It's not a something he likes to do. He has stalked some of us, done cyber stalking. He has attacked people. It is a history. It is not just a momentary lapse.
And if you can't do what the MBA can do, shame on all of you.
Thank you. 30 seconds, please. Sure, and I just took my thunder.
For the whole world.
Kim, where are you going?
Sure, and I just stole my thunder. So I did everything she said. And quite honestly, we have known how many of you have the same sentiment. You don't have to hide. It is very evident. That's why I keep telling people, don't be afraid to come to these meetings. You have to see who the actors are, how they vote, what they promote, what they condone or not. And so here we are. It is evident. This is why we need a roll thing voice call. Antonia?
Yo estoy sorprendida de lo que estoy viendo aquí. Es inconcebible para mí que todavía haya quien esté defendiendo la violencia, el racismo y una falta de respeto absoluta a los oyentes que estamos aquí por parte de la señorita ahí, que por cierto ya se fue. Pero quiero decirles que esto no está dañando solamente a una persona contra la que fueron dirigidos los ataques. No es a una persona, es a la estación, es a la programación en general. No podemos estar con la
I'm really surprised that people here are even defending that position right there. And what he's doing is not hurting a person, just one people. It's hurting Statistica, it's hurting their programming, it's hurting everyone.
First of all, I need to tell you that the man who made the allegations against Lawrence Reyes, I was the first person that he spoke to. He never said anything about any weapons, any knife, anything that was not on video. Somebody fabricating charges here, trying to redirect to get ourselves our attention elsewhere instead of focusing on the real issue here. And the real issue here is that racism and segregation is still inside Pacifica, and we need to address it, and we need to address it now.
Thank you. I wanted to speak on behalf of Lawrence Reyes. During the incident that he supposedly, I have no idea what happened to him. I can tell you what happened in the station with the person. They were going after us as listeners. They wouldn't stop. We told management several times that this person was going after us physically. We weren't going to take it anymore. Lawrence took it upon himself, but that was after several times of being told the management what was going on.
Who was doing what?
They were, the person was going after listeners, physically.
Who?
Okay,
I don't know
if I
have time.
Israel,
30 seconds, please.
Look, because who's for the racism, for sectarianism, any of these things? Ridiculous. But how about anger management? I know Chris. Yeah. Others know him. I don't say a jerk. I think it's stronger than that. But I'd say the reason he shouldn't be on the board is he isn't on the board. He isn't in the center. He should be censored, absolutely. And that's not a cowardly, half-way measure, because that's what he deserves, to be censored for what he said. But you have to understand his mental condition. And many people here have a similar condition, I won't name names, and they ought to be censored too.
Thank you, Mike.
A year ago, a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan went into a house and got 27 people from this little room, brought to the center of the room and burned them. Chris Kondo did that to me too. I took him to court. Believe it or not, he has hate. If he would have been in Afghanistan, Iraq, and anywhere, he would have killed 200,000 people.
Okay.
He's the person that did all that. These people are defending him.
Thank you. Last speaker.
No. I don't see it. It's just trying to figure out. I couldn't believe that TV appeared out close in the phone room. That's one thing. I was working just for the phones, and you guys were pretty kidding with that. I would be glad if it wasn't for money. KPFC has to move away from the racism and various things like that, which they do have. And we have to move away from the Republican and from the Democrat. We have to stand alone, and we have to present the news and help the people in the community.
Thank you. Is that a substitute motion on the floor? Okay, so we'll go to a vote on the substitute motion. Speaker to substitute motion. Can you read that?
It'll probably need to be approved. The LSP censures Chris Condon for his speech. Such speech shall not be tolerated in the future. Just want to modify speech and be a little vague.
You had more than that.
Well, I
should not be tolerated. How about that?
No,
The LSP censures Chris Condon for his speech. Such speech shall not be tolerated in the future. So,
how do I tolerate it? No,
but we need to get in there that it's essentially serving as a warning,
so that, that's why it won't be tolerated in the future. He's now used up his warning, is basically what the intent is. So, we not only condemn what he's saying, we're also putting him on notice that we're not gonna keep doing this. So
I'm not tolerating it, isn't it?
John, just write what he
said. Yeah. Well, that's today. Well, he's warned that he will not be tolerated in the future.
That's in there, I read it. Not tolerated in the future.
Put on notice.
Money class.
That should not have been. So why is it so weak?
The LSP censured Chris Condon for his speech. He is hereby put on notice that such speech shall not be tolerated in the future.
Oh, really?
Okay, if you are in here,
as a parliamentarian, because I don't know that you are doing this only now.
Well, we don't need to.
We are voting on the substitute motion. Are we going to use that as a substitute for any motion? That's what we're voting on.
But then vote a second time. We are getting there.
So, if you are in favor of Mr. Burke's substitute motion, please raise your hand. If you're in favor. If you are opposed to the substitute motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
One abstention. Can I request that the parliamentarian clarify something, and that is that we're looking at a hard vote of 16. Is everyone aware of that? Okay, so we go back to the main motion. The substitute motion was voted down, so now the main motion is back on the floor.
Just to clarify, this is potentially one of the more important votes that we're going to have over our short 4 or 5 year tenure. So it's actually pretty important to really consider this. And one of the members had said that it's only language, it's only words. This board functions on language. Our entire job is language, radio, and the board. If people feel threatened, that's the worst possible thing you could do to a board. It's our fiduciary responsibility, I'm certain that Terry would reiterate this, under California law, as a board of a nonprofit, that if there's something that is that destructive, something that is that consistently destructive to process and making people feel vulnerable and unsafe, we're forced to act. We can't pretend and try to defend. It's in black and white.
Thank you. Can you take a roll call, please?
Chuck and
yes.
I'm kidding, Antara. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
What are we voting on?
This is
a roll call.
Wait out. We are in the middle of a roll call vote. Wait out.
What are you on the board?
Excuse me, members of the public, please.
Fred Blair.
No.
Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
No.
Chris Condon. John Crumshaw.
Abstain.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Tej Graywall.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Push back.
I'm voting yes, but why is the chair voting?
You're voting yes to the right to remove Chris?
No, I'm sorry. I'm voting no. I'm sorry. I'm still concerned about this process.
Are you back from your last break?
Fred Clunder.
Yes.
Jim Lafferty.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Dutch Merritt.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker. Steve Pry.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spiestersbach.
Yes.
John Wenger.
No.
Lamont Yakey.
Absent. Gone.
All right. Is there anyone I neglected to call who is present? Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys would be real proud of your no vote.
I am. I am very. I found every vote I made.
Please.
What do you vote on behalf of? The
yeses are 12.
You voted for Nancy Kennedy.
The no's are 5, and there is 1 abstention. So that's 12-5-1.
Okay. Right, 16, the chair.
We need 16 to vote.
That's fine.
We'll follow. Okay. So we are adjourned from our delegate meeting.
So neither one, yeah.